the checking of pricing, making comparisons. And Senator Moss has been, and his committee has been frustrated on every angle by the drug companies, and now the U.S. government itself will not cooperate. The House Committee on Assassinations. Ray says he gave another gentleman has claimed now, changed his witness, his testimony, and said he gave a rifle to Ray. Another chap has stepped forward of little credibility in England and said Ray had told him that he had killed a black man, but did not say what black man. Ray, in a voice that I heard over Voice of America, they only gave him a few words of his testimony, of hours of grilling, sounded quite sincere to me and quite believable. Agostinho Neto, Prime Minister of Angola, who is building a Marxist state rapidly since the defeat of South Africa and other reactionaries inside Angola with the aid of Cuba, fighting forces, volunteers from Cuba, and the backing of the Soviet Union, is in Kinshasa. He met with Mobutu Sese, the strong-armed leader of Zaire, to work out all remaining mutual problems. A close trade relation has developed between Zaire, one of the richest, if not the richest, nation in the world, much to the consternation or upset of U.S. capitalists and her allies, because Mobutu Zaire, Z-A-I-R-E, contains 85% of the uranium that the U.S. needs and 90% of the cobalt. The USA could not function if Mobutu, in selling those materials to someone else. Mobutu was not denying USA the opportunity to buy them, but he found he had been cheated on the world price, on the world market price. Now he ships to Angola, where he has availability of a seaport and can demand the world price. USA will either be forced to take military action, and it looks like their major concern of military action now is in the Near East. At least Radio Moscow declares that. And secondly, they'll be faced with Rhodesia, where they need vitally chrome and other precious minerals. So the U.S. economy will continue to stagger in inflation. Inflation, that means high cost rise, high cost of everything, because USA are not going to be able to bleed the black people of Mobutu Zaire, even though he's a capitalist, any longer. And that will mean high prices on the U.S. market for the cost of everything, and already U.S. citizens, even in the upper middle class, can't afford the cost of living of food and housing alone. Lebanon accuses Carter, President Sarkis, strongly, and Secretary of Vance received a strong indictment from President Sarkis of Lebanon of trying to make the decisions in the Middle East, of trying to impose their will on sovereign governments such as his own. President Sarkis, has been said, is moving closer to the Soviet Union. It's also been clearly indicated that this will be resisted by all of the members of the Arab League, that they will not accept a Carter resolution, that they, as independent individual nations of the Near East, must resolve their problems. It must be their solution and not the voice of monopoly capitalism that rules the world from Washington. The 10th anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, said the Voice of America. We who know socialist history realize that the Soviets moved into Czechoslovakia when their president, Czechoslovakia, as all of their allies, has a great deal of independence, was moving towards an anarchy, a modern-day revisionism that would have taken Czechoslovakia out of the alliance of the Warsaw Pact and moved them in to, without the will of the people, into NATO, the vicious capitalist alliance of Europe. European communists still feel nothing has been done to heal the wound that this event caused. I should say the Euro-communist revisionist. But the Soviets, I might say, for your historical perspective, did not fire a gun. No one was killed when the Soviets moved in and demanded new, free, and open elections. Czechoslovakia has been a very close ally of the Soviet Union ever since, and they have developed quite a modern state and along independent lines from the Soviet Union. The Vice Premier of China just visited Romania, as you know. They exchange shipping agreements. Chinese vessels will appear in Romania from the Black Sea. The Soviets are somewhat consternated about that. It has not yet been said whether China and Romania will establish full diplomatic relations and exchange of embassies because, say, the Soviets, China has one purpose, to really be able to evaluate the movements of the great Soviet fleets. Soviets have the greatest navy in the world, and naturally much of their shipping and their military craft come out of their ports in the Black Sea. This is displeasing to the Soviets. It poses a security threat, say, the Presidium, the governing body of the Soviet Union. Nothing, however, has been done to interfere with Romania. Romania is a strong ally of the Soviet Union and insists it will remain so. Romania does follow its own independent course. It's the only nation in the Soviet bloc to recognize the State of Israel. Perhaps that is planned by the Soviet alliance or the Warsaw Pact so they can be sure to keep in touch. China and the U.S. exchanges students. The exchange is beginning this September. It will begin with almost 1,000 of Chinese who will enroll in very special technical programs in the United States, because capitalism in 200 years head start of exploitation has been able to develop highly skilled technical programs that naturally a Chinese nation that dug out of the feudal stage or the caveman stage little over 25 years ago would not have. USA also must send students to China. China is displeased, however, that USA is not wanting to exchange as many students into China. Obviously, China would indoctrinate them or enlighten them about Marxist-Leninist practices. U.S. deeply wants to normalize relations with China, and President Carter says it's too early to say whether this can be done in the way he wants it done. Naturally, the way USA wants it done is to their advantage. The world of capitalism is still discussing the London balloonist that set world records.